Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
This may be the second last podcast that we ever do.
Yeah.
And by we, I mean Bridge, because who knows how she's going to pull up after her hen's day.
Well, it is only 24 hours away. One more sleep. 24 hours away from our 5 hours of power. That's
Please.
What we're calling the hen's day. But we've got a new piece of the puzzle today, which we're going to reveal and give you a whole game plan of exactly how your hen's day is going to unfold. It's so good.
You know, it's not like a bucks. I want to make sure I come out of here with my hair the same length I've been trying to grow for the last 10 years. Eyebrows. Actually, I just got them tattooed yesterday,
no,
just in case.
No, absolutely no stress.
Hey, I'm worried because you're like my big brother, right?
Okay, what's happened?
Well, you have done a lot of things to me in the past and a lot of pranks, and I've got a hilarious story of a wedding that's blown up between a groom and his best man, who are brothers, over an incident that happened when they were nine. It's so good. We want to know about your sibling pranks and if they're still going.
Yeah. Mm. And Sand Tunes 2 is only just a cool and gatter. And your mate.
Yeah, she is my mate.
Your mate, hey, Stucky.
Member for Currumbin, Jan Stucky. She's fighting in Parliament for it at the moment because it's not looking after small businesses in the area. And we don't want it to become cool and ghetto.
Anyway, I'll have a crack at Stucky.
You're going to get stuck up Stucky.
Stuck up Stucky.
Stuck into air. All right. All that on the podcast, which starts now. Enjoy.
It's a big story here on the coast. We do like our events, and Sand Tunes isn't too far away now.
No, that's right. And member for Currumbin, Jan Stucky, she's voiced her disgust. She's in Parliament this week that it's at Coolangatta Beach. Now, we know that it hosts surf life-saving titles, Coolie Rocks On, Opera on the Beach, which is awesome, Quickie Pro, and that's the venue for Sand Tunes Music Festival. Jan doesn't want it to turn Coolangatta to turn into Coolangatto,
which is its
old tag. Jan's joining us now. You're fighting hard in Parliament for this. Why are you so opposed with Sand Tunes, Jan?
Oh, hi everyone.
Hi.
Look, it's not so much me. You know, I've always believed in thorough community consultation. That's what gets me elected so many times because we love the patch. You know, the community and the businesses are really up in arms about the size and scale of this event and the fact that there was no consultation. It's just not a good fit for this precinct. I mean, Byron Bay doesn't have Splendor on the beach. They have it in the paddock. Big Day Out was never on a beach. And when you stop and think about 700 buses bringing people into a fenced area, locking people out of their beach, let alone the visitors who've already booked and the brides having their weddings. It's just the wrong location, wrong time of year, wrong fit.
I disagree with you. Like, you couldn't even keep Pizza Hut down there. But, look, you have Blues on Broadbeach here. Like, what's the difference between closing all the streets around Blues on Broadbeach? You got opera down there at Coolangatta. You have fireworks. Nobody plans for all that. So why wouldn't you have something for the younger generation to be able to go down there? It's a perfect area. It's a big setup, a great environment, and actually could actually make something of Coolangatta. You say it's Coolangatta ghetto or ghetto or whatever you want to call it.
No, it used to be Coolangatta.
It's not going to turn it back to that. They have some unbelievable events. Coolie Rocks On's absolutely killing it at the moment.
And couldn't agree more, Spider. The events that we have are fantastic. None of them are of the scale of this. None of them are 10-hour solid music festivals with alcohol.
Broadbeach, none of them.
Well, none of them lock the locals out
That's
of the
right.
beach. Our surf lifesaving cannot patrol. Water is a very dangerous element mixed with alcohol. This is, you know, 10 hours out in the heat of the day. We all know with Splendor and other music festivals that there are drugs. I mean, they go hand in hand with them. So the dehydration factor is really worrying. I mean, I'm just genuinely concerned for our traders. I mean, let's face it, the liquor license hasn't even gone to a local.
Have you spoken to the doctors in who are actually taking this festival and controlling it? Because festivals are totally different to just full-on drugs these days. They do testing. They look at the hydration levels. Mm. That's totally separate. We could say that about a lot of your festivals, about adults having too much to drink. No different.
Well, there is a difference, Spider, with the scale of this. Now, after Quickie Pro, there was a drop festival. I think there was up to 10,000 people there.
Yep.
You're tripling that. So it's just... It's just the logistics. The police are worried, and I have spoken to doctors. I mix with them very often, not necessarily those that are attending that particular festival. But the fact that it hasn't been done before, the fact that the traders are telling me that, you know, they're still suffering from the Comm Games because they don't get a look in. I mean, no, well, you know, Spider, I got 400 complaints to my office. I put my staff on stress leave through them because people were absolutely hammering us. So what happens with Park and Ride is that they are dropped somewhere, they're picked up on a bus and dropped in and taken out. They are whisked away. Now, this happened with the volleyball with the Commonwealth Games.
Yes.
3,000 sales every day during the Games were lost to my traders. Now, my responsibility is to represent the area. So we've had nearly 700 people say they think it's the wrong location. People want to say in what happens. This is a World Surfing Reserve.
Exactly right.
So it makes an absolute mockery of that if you are not going to protect the amenity of your surf and your beaches. And the World Surfing Reserve have come out against this.
Yes,
Geckos
they
have come out against this. The local chamber has come out against this.
Jenny.
So, Spider, please don't have a go at me.
Thank you.
Because I'm doing my job.
Exactly right. And Jan, I will say, don't listen to him anyway. He has no idea about the Southern End. When it comes to Coolie Rocks and Opera, all of those events include all of the establishments around the area. Same as Blues on Broadbeach. Utilise all of the local restaurants and everything in the area. I get your point. Don't lock it off. It's a bottleneck on the weekends anyway, let alone trying to have a festival there. Thank you for joining us and good luck with your fight in Parliament this week.
Thank you, and I still love you, Spider.
Thank you very much.
Spider is organising Bridges Hands.
Let me help. Yep. If you turn up in 31 hours, you're running 20 minutes late. We are kicking off Bridges Hens Day tomorrow, 3 o'clock at the Mecca Bar. I'm going to give you a full rundown of how the show... how the day's going to unfold. But very importantly first, we do need to say hello to somebody who's been very important for us.
Yes. So Lisa has kindly offered up the SWAT party bus. And she joins us. It's going to be an exciting day tomorrow. Lisa, are you excited?
I'll tell you what, it's going to be an amazing day on the party bus. You're going to love it. Well, this is your stripper pole.
Hey!
The stripper on the pole.
So you've got the pole that we requested in the bus already. That's fantastic.
I do.
Lisa,
I do.
I must say, there's a lot of secrets that haven't been revealed yet about this, Hens, but a SWAT party bus, a party bus, I am in. I love a party bus. Now, How is that pole? I've been kicked off poles in Thailand and Singapore. Will it take my weight? I'm around 67 kilos.
It will take your weight. It's got the mighty, mighty strong bolts in that ground in the bottom and the top. And the only problem is it's not very high, so you've got to go mid-pole, so you should be fine.
What about heels on mid-swing? Yep. I can't knock anyone out.
Oh, you may knock someone, but you'll be right because the bench seating faces the pole, so it's like a limo. But you can stand up and you can dance and have a good time whilst you're on the bus.
And don't worry about a bridge because you won't have heels on, trust me. But the other thing I do need to ask, Lisa, is how many people can fit on the party bus?
We've got two buses. We've got a 45-seater and a 30-seater. We're giving you guys the 30-seater for the day. and it's got its own... you can put your own music on.
Well, that was going to be my next question because we can actually add a few more people to the list. So make sure you keep listening because we can add a few more on. But can Bridge, because I want you to have your top five party songs, Bridge, for the bus.
Oh, really?
Party mix, definitely.
Okay, these are the ones that no matter where I am... That's it. Get on the dance floor.
We'll have that ready for you.
All right. Well, it's going to be a big one. We look forward to seeing you there tomorrow. And hopefully you don't regret inviting us along on the SWAT party bus.
Absolutely not. I've seen it all. You can't be as bad as some of the people I've had on that bus.
Yeah, so we know, Spider, we're kicking off at Mecca Bar in Broadbeach. So it's the ultimate model, a modern Middle East dining experience. We're doing a cocktail class.
That's nice. I like that.
Yeah. Well, first up, obviously, Bridge, you'll be dressed appropriately for the day.
What does that mean? Please tell me. I want to know in advance.
Yeah, you'll find out tomorrow. During the show, maybe even find out what you're going to be wearing. Okay. And then we'll get to the Mecca Bar at 3 o'clock. At about quarter to four, we're going to jump on the party bus. Where you're only allowed to drink left-handed for the trip to a surprise.
Why? Why left-handed?
Because if you get caught drinking right-handed, you got to drink quickly. and then you've got a surprise, and then you've got another surprise. But then we're back on the SWAT party bus, where Rod McLeod jumps in and has a game organised.
Yes, I do have a game organised.
Oh, Rodney.
I've been busily finding out the best ways to celebrate a hen's night and hen's night drinking games. Hashtag, oh my goodness, why did I do this?
So Rob McLeod's in charge of that. And then we get to the Ashmore Tavern, where we've set up a bit of a boat race with a couple of tradies, and we're going to have a couple of omen bets.
Hens don't do this. We yes, don't bet do and do boat races with tradies.
They definitely do on spiders.
Oh, yep. Wow.
And then we're back on the SWAT party bus for a bit of a hubba bubba game.
What's hubba bubba?
You'll find out tomorrow. And then,
oh, no. Sounds really bad.
The next thing is to be advised. And then we're back on the SWAT party bus.
Yes.
For a little bit of Bridgie's top five songs, because we know now it's got a dancing pole right in the middle.
Yeah, it does.
So one of these songs.
I love a SWAT party bus. This is a good part of it. I definitely want this song in it. Ice Cube,
baby. Ew! Oh, dear. Yep.
So,
oh, yeah. Because, you know, the lyrics to this, you can do it, put your back into it. You know, yep. I'll be on the pole.
Everyone will be with Rob McLeod as well. And also, then we finally get to Mario's, where we play a game of statues all the way through Broadbeach. But the most important thing is...
What's that?
You'll find out. We've got to try to act normal when we get to Mario's.
Mario's Broadbeach. Celebrate our 30th birthday with our family and yours. Your last chance to come along on Bridges Hens Day is tomorrow on the show. Be prepared for the call-up, because we're hitting the streets of the coast at 3 o'clock.
Okay, so here's the scene set. Yep. It's a groom at his wedding. His best man is his brother.
Beautiful.
Now, growing up, these brothers did pranks on each other all the time. Now, this is one that happened when the boys were 9 years of age. Little did they know it was going to blow up in their face when they were older. So, Grandpa cooks them some bickies,
beautiful,
right? And it was for one of the kids' birthdays. And so the other brother, being a typical brother, thought, I know, I'm going to get him a beauty.
Yeah.
And dropped a Chanel number 2 in the Tupperware box of bickies.
What do you mean?
And sealed the airtight container. And then he gave it to his brother and said, on his birthday, Grandpa put some extra stank into this batch.
That is horrific.
He lifted the lid and, of course, it smelt like stale bum.
Yeah, right. Okay, so that's acceptable for a 9-year-old.
Okay, that's nice. They all laughed and they all thought they got over it.
Yeah.
However, right, so that brother that did the actual taco torpedo, yeah, he was getting married. So he's getting married. They're cutting the cake. The bride's about to take a big bite. And the other brother, finally getting him back, said, hey, I wouldn't eat that. I put some extra stank into that wedding cake. The groom thinks,
what?
Leaps over like the Matrix, over to the, don't eat it, tries to grab the cake off the bride, thinking that he'd gone one step further and maybe mixed some extra chocolate into the cake, if you know what I mean.
I get the idea.
So he thought he was eating, yeah, that's exactly right. That's a very special wedding cake indeed. It was a joke. It was just a joke. He didn't do it. He just said he didn't do it. But the bride furious crying, the groom crying, it all spreads through the wedding reception. The guy's going, I didn't, you know,
in
the
cake. May as well have a joke. May as well have just done it.
And he had to leave the wedding because no one believed him. How funny. And a lot of people are going off and saying, you know what, if you're going to give it, you got to take it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. So really, to the brother who did do that when they were 9, you just got to take it. It's a bit of a prank.
Would you have eaten the cake?
I've heard of stories, no. So listen, 13, 27, 10, that sibling rivalry, we really want to know.
Yeah.
And does it continue? Because sometimes it's just joke after joke after prank. It doesn't stop.
Mm. 13, 27, 10, if you've got a story for us. I'm sure Spider's got one he can share with us in just a moment as well.
My sisters.
I would have hated you to be my brother.
Hold it. We'll do it next.
I pranked my sisters growing up, of course, because, Debbie and Tamara were my two older sisters, and they used to share a room. And being the only boy for quite a few years, I had my own room. And then my two younger sisters, Linda and Natalie, they shared a room as well.
Right.
And because when you share a room, you have bunks. You know, bunks were so popular back in the day.
What did you do?
Well, I used to love it because Tamara would come home and she'd go to jump on the top bunk where she slept. But I'd take all the slats out.
Oh, no.
So when she jumped on the bed, it fell straight through.
You know what? You are intelligent. You're not dumb. But you use it for pranks and not for school.
He uses it for evil instead of good.
Yes, exactly.
It was so funny when you hear Debbie, who's squashed between a mattress and Tamara, help, Mum!
It's actually a really good one. I grew up in Bunce. I got my sisters did do that.
It's so fun.
Hey, Grant's called through from Benora Point. 13, 27, 10. What did you and your brother used to get up to?
Well, a couple of years ago, my older brother works in radio, and he was interviewing Jason Bright, one of the V8 drivers.
Yeah.
And my brother knows nothing about V8s. So he rings me and says, look, I'm interviewing Jason Bright. Have you got some questions I could ask him? So I made all this stuff up about another driver. Just did all sorts of stuff. Anyway, he goes, oh, thanks, mate. Records the interview. It went to air. And you could hear Jason Bright going, mate, that's not me you're talking about.
Oh, that is awesome.
You got him a beauty.
He hasn't spoken to me since. That's the best thing about it.
What did you tell him? Give us something you told him.
When you first signed with number 18 DJR, he said, I never signed with DJR.
Awesome, Grant. Thanks for that.
Anytime.
I feel like that's just the top of the tip of the iceberg with you, Spider, with your stories as well.
Exactly. Now you know, Ben, why I am concerned about what I don't know with the hens party tomorrow night.
Well, we actually, as soon as we finish here, and you want to follow us at the Gold FM Facebook page or on our Instagram, I'm going to put a couple of our games on there. I'm going to test them out on the back deck this morning.
It's the only time I'm ever getting married. It's in a few weeks. I'm 43. Mm. It's the first and last hens I'm ever going to have. Please be gentle.
What's your motto of the hens?
If you can remember Bridges Hens Party, you weren't there.
Correct. Thank you. And if you do want to be there tomorrow morning, your last chance to win a seat on board the SWAT party bus. And then later tomorrow.
It's just so good.
We're off. Go get a good night's sleep, Bridge.